Jake, did you do any good? What you going to do today? I see you can't file a report if you voted out until Monday. Is that right?
That is correct. Mr. Steger waited until yesterday, end of the day, to ask for the permission. And Dingle and Harvey McDonald stood and objected, and so did Farnsley of Kentucky. Or at least he was on his feet, and I assume that he was objecting. At any rate, he was objected to, so we can't file the report at least until Monday, no matter what we do.
What's happening?
Well, of course, we've beaten down all the amendments and things. We've gone through the bill, and now we're in the point where they can offer a substitute. John Bell Williams had offered his substitute, which in effect says that you may, in your discretion, take this action if it is shown to be a national emergency of that nature, or if it's shown to be a matter of such emergency nature that involves a national interest. Dingle has offered amendment to that now, said that he can do it if there is only a declared national emergency by you. I don't think that the Dingle thing would pass, although they might just team up and do it just to try to stick that national emergency on it, but I would think that the crucial vote would probably be on Williams' bill if the national emergency is not put on there and kept like he's got it. That'll be the crucial vote. They're really the only substantive vote, or that I know is pending.
When do you think that'll be?
Well, I guess before noon, by noon today. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be a close one because I think you got enough the Democrats. I think all Republicans will vote aye, just to embarrass you. And I think you've got about 8 to 10 of these boys on the Democratic side who would do it for various reasons. Those who are just strictly labor would be men like Adams and Gilligan and Hewitt and Dingle and Moss, McDonald and Moss. I think McDonald might do it for political reasons, you see.
Does McDonald show devotion to the Kennedys and an antipathy to me?
No, never had particularly, but he is just part, he just inbred close to the Kennedys and was school with Kennedy and close to him, and Tarby, just is a Kennedy man, and he would like to see this be put back to you, but it's just easy for him to say, well, if he says it's a national emergency, I'd vote for it in a minute. That's Moss's position. McDonald's position. But the one that...
Well, can't he say what it is? He doesn't want to say?
No. He just says whatever is a national emergency. Just when you declare that it is...
Why didn't he declare it now, though? That's the question. This bill declares it
emergency. That's right. Takes emergency measures.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want to do it, of course. They don't want to. Some want to duck it and make you do it, and some would want to do it for political reasons, like the Republicans. They don't really care about ducking it. They just want to make you have to be saddled with it. And I don't know now. I would think that on the Democratic side, these are the ones that I think that might go for the Williams bill. I'm just making a guess at this. Would be Adams and John Bell Williams, of course. Farnsley, Gilligan, Hewitt, Ronan, Dingle and Moss, I believe will go for it. McDonald and maybe Sam Friedle. Now, I don't think, of course, Friedle is just on, he's just on that hot seat and he's just jumping from one thing to another and I don't know which way to jump. Ones we might get, maybe, could be Friedle and Mackey. If somebody, could really talk to them. I've talked to them, and I think maybe they will vote against the Williams thing for Dale and Mackey. I don't know possibly how Murphy's going to vote, but Murphy or Rooney, but somebody, if we can, I'm trying to talk to Mackey now, and he's trying to find some kind of an out. He voted for Caesar yesterday, I think. That's highly irresponsible. But it'll be a close vote on the Williams thing.
Why is Williams just playing? He wouldn't leave. He wouldn't. His theory is against vesting the unusual powers in the president's seat thing.
That's right. But this is just one way. One, for him to get even for his state of all the things that he thinks have been forced upon him. He just got a chance to get even. And he also reversed his image that instead of being just a labor baiter and a segregationist, here he is fighting for the principle of free collective bargaining. And that just puts him in a good position. Saying that once there is a national emergency, he'd vote for it in a minute. That's everybody's out. That's what they contend is their stand. But it'd be a close vote on the Williams thing. And my guess is that we'll try to get a vote on that thing by 12 or 1 today. But I'm just, they're already meeting over there now, and I'm just having to guess at that. I got a reporter called me last night about 10:30, 10:15, 10:30, named Jones. I believe it was Dick Jones with the New York Times.
David Jones.
David Jones.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I understand that the president's calling around and putting the heat on some of the members. And they want to find... knew that, and I said, well, I'll just say this to you. I don't think it's any substance to it. I don't know of a single member who told me that the president or even anybody on the White House staff is calling. I said, I'll be very frank. I called members of the White House staff to try to see the position. I couldn't get anything except just a part of a coolness and a politeness. Beyond that, I got no commitment, and I don't believe you can find a single member on that committee who said that they've been called, and I just think that's just so much propaganda. But he said, I believe it too. He said, I would figure that if anybody would be asked to do it, it'd probably be you. And I said, well, no, not at all. I said, there wouldn't be any reason for them to be calling me. One of the junior members on the committee has been on here less than 3 years. If they'd ever said anything, they would probably have talked in objective terms with the leadership, maybe, but no reason for them to have really called me on it. And I hadn't been asked to do anything on it. So he said, well, he's just trying to run it down, and that made sense to him, and so... I don't know whether he printed anything this morning, but anyway, he was calling because he said he's running down a rumor. I think he was just trying to...
Starting one?
Yeah.
You say it's one you started?
No.
Okay, my friend. Thank
you. Right, we'll call y'all later.
Waiting.